It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest-running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Leaving the Yard. It's the Monday version of the show. We thank you for hopping on with us. And Kevin Carpenter still doing his tour of Europa.
Wow.
I know, right?
Wow.
If you're going to miss for a couple weeks, he's going to have stories to tell next week. But he is gone again today. He'll be back next Monday. Cool. Tyler Huff, who normally is Tuesday.
Yep.
But I'm going to be in Paris tomorrow calling baseball. We'll slide you into Monday. You may like the Monday slot.
I kind of do.
You may say, you know, Kevin,
we need to trade.
You can have Tuesday. I'm the new Monday man.
It is comfortable. You get it out the way. Not saying I don't
want
to be here. I'm just
saying.
I'm just saying. You get the early sports talk from the weekend.
Yes.
All that. So you get a lot of benefits being in this spot.
That's what I'm saying. It's a great spot.
I'd be with you every day if I had to be,
man.
Oh, come on,
see. First you smack me, then you gave me that little pat on
the back.
I'm just
saying,
like
I'll
that.
Be with you every day if necessary. God,
wow, now I'm all emotional. I can't do the show anymore today.
Oh, man.
It's good seeing you, though, as we roll into last regular season week of high school baseball in the city, at least on the Texas side.
Right.
The Tigers, Hawks, Leopards, all playoff bound. It's just a matter of seeding for all three of them right now. Tigers sitting up with a really nice week. I got Pine Tree and Tyler this week. They ought to cruise into no less than the third seed going into the postseason. If the Leopards and the Hawks can both take care of business tomorrow night, and honestly, PG doesn't really need to. LE does.
Right.
They will. They'll get to a place where the game on Friday over at Pleasant Grove will decide the district championship and decide seeding going into the playoffs as well. So you got that going on. Exciting week.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we kind of talked about it off the air, all the factors of the LEPG, you know, what if you win, what if you lose.
Yep.
I mean, it's an exciting time, you know, regardless of who wins, who loses. Both teams are, they're set up to make a good run, possibly, you know, we could see one of those regional final series here once again, hopefully, possibly.
Ooh, you but, are a tease.
I'm just saying, you never know what could happen. I mean, you didn't expect it the year it happened, kind of.
Nope.
I mean, but it happened, and it was a good deal.
Expect it to happen last year.
You did expect it to happen last year.
Almost happened again.
Almost, yeah. But, you know, like I say, obviously, I won't go Leopards.
Right.
K-A-L-E. I can't say what that stands for on the air.
Well, you can, but only one time.
Well, I don't want to say it because they're listening to me. But, you know, but obviously, I do want L-E to K-A. But but at the same time, you know, whatever's best for us. Whatever's best for us, man. That's how I'm looking at the picture.
See, you kind of – we talked about this a week ago. You're kind of setting us up for the second seed's actually a little better.
A little bit better. If you're looking at the bracket, it is.
You don't have to beat both PG and Salina.
Absolutely.
You'd only have to beat one of the two.
Absolutely.
Second's got a pretty good spot. First –
You get that booger.
You get first.
You get it sooner.
You get well, but you know what? You got first place in your district.
That's true.
The odds of winning state are long. I mean, honestly, this is tough. This is really hard. China Springs is still out there. Salina's good.
Sinton is still pretty good.
Sinton's good. I mean, there are still some really good schools, and winning state is really, really hard at anything.
That's true.
I've said this for 20 years. You win anything at the end of the day in the state of Texas and say you're the state champ in blank.
Mm-hmm.
Water polo, band, UIL, one-act play, you name your thing. You've had to go through a gauntlet to get there and win.
Especially with baseball, with the number of games played to get to that point. Especially, you know, 2-3 game series. That's a lot of games.
And they're all in there together.
All in there together.
It's not the split like it had been with football.
Right, right.
It's everybody in 4A is playing everybody.
One big bucket.
That's right. So it's really hard in the others. They're harder than football.
Absolutely.
But to not take anything away from football, winning a state championship
it's
is
difficult.
Hard.
Yeah, regardless.
So saying that, I don't know that I don't want to hang a district championship banner. That you can't take away from me. I have no guarantee I'll win state if I'm either school. Mm-hmm. And I know I can hang another district championship banner. I want that.
And obviously, you know, as we've kind of said, with LE leaving the district, dropping down classifications, possibly the last time you play PG for God knows when.
Well, they'll play him next
probably,
year.
Probably so, especially with Fincher Zach and Fincher. Yeah. The way their relationship is, I'm pretty sure they'll play two or three times possibly.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't doubt it. But still, you know, with the bragging rights of the district title, you know, being district foes, that does bring a little bit more than just a – exhibition match,
right?
To me,
well, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, it's bragging rights
absolutely.
In the city, but
absolutely,
it is something special. We take this for granted. I look at it every single week because it's part of the prep that goes into doing games on Tuesdays and Fridays. But every Monday, Texas High School Baseball releases their top 25.
Right, correct.
There is no other city that has two schools
top 10
in the top 10 in the state.
Crazy.
In any classification.
Mm-hmm.
Texarkana Pleasant Grove,
yeah.
Texarkana Liberty Isla.
Wow.
You look at that. If you're anybody in the state, you don't know anything about either school, and you pull that up and look at top 10, there's two schools from Texarkana ranked in the top 10 in 4A. That's crazy.
Scratching your head.
That's crazy.
Crazy, yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of pride in that thing.
Yeah.
We've from 2006 to now 2023, you almost don't have a state final tournament without one of those two schools in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Texas High snuck in one year in that time frame.
That's
as
right.
Well.
That's right.
You know, so it's Texarkana's always involved in some fashion when it comes to basketball.
That is it. So we're proud at Friday. We'll have the last one of their district meets for a couple of years. And then we'll start the playoffs next week.
Which that'll be fun.
It's stressful.
It is.
It's so stressful.
Especially listening to you.
No.
Listening to those playoffs games were real stressful.
They really are. Which, okay, so we had a game the other day that was a 17-7. It was a snoozer for me. It was
a game
that
was scary at first, though.
It was scary at
first. I was listening to you again.
It was scary at first, but by the end of it, I'm like, this game is just exhausting. It just needs to end already.
Right.
It won't end. There really was not a lot of drama. You got a 10-run lead. You let it cut it back down to 7. You got it back up again. But you're playing at 10 runs.
Right.
But when every playoff game, it feels like everything is magnified. Every at-bat matters. Every play in the field matters. And while we say it, those kids feel it.
Absolutely.
And so you get a ground ball hit to you, and you throw one away, and all of a sudden things are dramatically different.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure on those kids is outrageous, knowing – a season could end on this.
That's very true.
If I don't do this, if the season ends on this,
mm-hmm.
I appreciate the compliment about having the drama in the broadcast, but the reality is being out there and being in the stands and watching your kids for a lot. You know, we only have three seniors on the LE team
this year.
But still, you're watching your kids play this for maybe the last time for those three kids.
Absolutely.
Next year it'll be a bigger group. You're watching them for the last time going, mm-hmm. man, this is – I'm never going to sit here and do this again. My kid may not play the next level, and it doesn't get any better than this right here.
That's true.
This is the most fun as parents you're ever going to have watching them.
And that's why you got to enjoy the ride, not only as a player, as a parent, as a fan, because,
right?
I mean, these experiences, you know, teams winning the way Elias won the past few years and Pleasant Grove over the years, they've won, you know, consecutively. It doesn't happen often in a lot of places. And so, you know, you got to enjoy the ride, enjoy the moment. And for these guys, I mean, as you said, the pressure is so big, and that's why you prepare for moments like this. You know, you play the game for moments like that, and so, you know, I think a lot of these guys, they want that type of emotional feelings and the hype around, you know, type of situations. And I feed off of it. They type of feed off of it.
Which makes it hard to get up for a Tuesday game in Paris.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about
so
all the big
ready.
Things.
Absolutely.
You're ready for that next thing, and you've got this game on the road tomorrow against a team that's, you know, probably not going to be in the postseason,
no.
But that beat you a couple
snuck
weeks
one
ago.
In on you, and you same situation. You play PG the game after that.
Yeah, that's right. And all the marbles on that.
Right, right.
So. Yeah, so there's a lot going on. I remember, you know, I did the – Tony and I did the run of PG 6 straight years and getting down there to do it. And it felt almost for a while like, well, it's your birthright.
Yeah.
Like it's year four. We've been down there 4 years in a row. And then year five in a row. I mean, no other team in the state had ever gone 6 straight years down there.
Which is crazy.
Which is insane. It's not like you're talking about having the same kids.
Right,
you really had three different groups of kids.
Absolutely.
That made those 6 years in a row. And I remember every time we'd call and make arrangements down with Austin, with the folks down in Austin to call the games. They're like, all right, well, you got you in your regular booth. Like, okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then it had been a few years, and then go back again. It was like, okay, you all of a sudden really appreciated just how rare that was.
Because
for the 6 years, kind of lose sight of that.
Absolutely.
You lose sight of how everybody else wants to be, and you've been there every single year, kind of monopolizing the spot in the region. And I remember going down and losing in a semifinal game the first day. And you're like, well, what are we supposed to do now? You turn around and go home.
Right,
you don't even get to stay for the second day.
Exactly.
It's all so different,
yeah.
But it's as fun as it gets, too.
I'm ready for the playoffs.
I know, right?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, we got that. Texas High, of course, we mentioned we'll be heading into the playoffs as well. We expect the third seed. I hope that I know district winners get home field advantage in
first round. Yeah.
They're not going to be a district winner. They're going to be a third. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about, I mean, they're going to be seeing teams down in the Houston area, which means it becomes extreme travel. Mm-hmm. You hope to just get neutral site, but you could be home on the second day or home on the first day.
Yeah.
And the next two are down at the other place.
Traveling 150, 200 miles down the road.
Oh.
That's never fun.
No, that's not. That's the one bad part about being in those larger size districts, that the gap between your district and the neighboring district is so extreme that it really takes a lot of time and money for parents to be able to go down there. It's why we're hoping to be able to bring you all the broadcasts for Texas High as well. I know Paul's going to be out of town, I believe, next weekend.
Wow.
We're going to try to figure out a way to piece this together.
Yeah.
I may be in Houston one day if indeed we got a day where Ellie's not playing just to try to get the Texas High games on, because we're about to lose our play-by-play guy for a week who already had plans. So,
any idea of who it possibly could be or anything?
I got to look at it again.
Gotcha.
I looked at it last week, and it was still shifting a little bit.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to have to sit down with it again. But I don't want to lie and say the wrong school.
Don't worry about it.
I can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, I know we'll know by the end of this week, and we'll have you set up for next week and figure it out. But
cool deal.
Yeah, that's coming yet too.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
That's a booger right there. That trip.
Yeah. Okay. And we got softball this week as well. I know Texas High's girls are still alive as they're getting ready to make the postseason. So are Pleasant Grove's girls.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas High's girls are in a pretty good spot in softball as well. So we've got a handful of schools in town still having the discussion about playing in the next round for softball. So we'll keep an eye on them as well. Unfortunately, we get to broadcast all
those.
It's
a softball city, too.
It is a softball
city. It's a softball city, too.
And one more last note on baseball before we leave that, because we got about a minute. Steve Jones, over at A&M Texarkana, picked up his 800 win.
Wow!
How do you get 800 wins?
Hey, that's what happens when you've been in it a while.
That's what happens when you're old, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's a stupid number.
Shout out to Coach Jones.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
We haven't
had him on for a minute.
Great guy.
But he's a guy that he's been the only coach the Eagles have ever had.
Facts.
Since they started that program. I think he's tacked on another couple hundred wins while he's been here.
Mm-hmm.
And last week they picked up win 800. So,
wow.
Or he did anyway. He picked up win 800. So congratulations, Coach Jones and the Eagles. All right, we got music playing. We'll take a break. Leaving the yard, Chuck Zack, Tyler Huff. On the Fan 107.9 and on ESPN 105.9.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Leaving the Yard.
Leaving the Yard
with Chuck Zack.
Chuck Zack.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD
and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing,
on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Welcome back. 18 and a half after the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack, Tyler Huff. Tomorrow, no show. Wednesday, Razorback Billy back in here as we'll roll through the middle part of the week. NBA playoffs started in earnest this weekend.
Fun
after
weekend.
After that play-in mess.
You don't like it?
I mean, it was... Okay. For me, the intent of the play-in games were we're going to get more teams involved down to the wire about getting into the play-in, and then we'll sort them out from there. But they felt like they were already pre-decided weeks ago.
Yeah, leading up to the point, you kind of have an idea of who the four teams will be.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a couple things obviously could change it along the way, but you have a good idea of who it would be. I like it because it gives another team an opportunity that might have been one or two wins away from possibly getting that eight seed an opportunity to show that we are, you know, capable of being a playoff team. But at the same time, what are the odds of one of those play-in teams beating a one seed? It's capable, obviously, but it's very unlikely.
I like it for the fact that you have a little margin of error if you got injuries.
Right, absolutely.
Joel Embiid.
My point, yeah.
If you got a Joel Embiid who's been knocked around and out for a while, and you get him back and you get into the playoffs and you get in as the 10, Well, you can win a couple games, and then you're in as the, you know, whatever, right. eight or seven or eight,
something like that, yeah.
But you got in the playoffs, right. And with a healthy roster, honestly, the seeding doesn't matter a whole heck of a lot if you've got your roster healthy.
Right.
All right, I'm going to be one extra game on the road.
Right.
But it didn't feel like there was a whole lot of that this year.
No.
We got to see, you know, the Warriors.
They were one of those teams that were borderline play-in teams, and just down the stretch, they just kind of funked it up a little bit, and obviously, you know, they slid out of contention. But that's one of those teams where they had a few things go on this year. Jamon Green, the situation with him being gone 20 games, whatever the case may be. Klay Thompson not being Klay Thompson of old. And so, I mean, they're one of those teams that I think where if they do get in the play-in and possibly win a game or two and make the playoffs, they're a team that could possibly, you know, make some noise as a 7 or 8 seed. But, you know, some teams aren't built like that. For instance, the Pelicans. They made the play-in. They got into the playoffs. Zion got hurt in the play-in. You get the first seed OKC, and they played a good game last night against the Thunder, but they don't have enough, you know, and I think, I don't know, there's just going to be one of those teams where you got in, great for you, but you're going to get 4-1, 4-2 at the end of the day.
Yeah, I don't see them winning a game.
I don't, especially without your best player. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I can't say it. You know, they're still NBA guys and all that, but I struggle with them, and that's kind of how the first round tends to be anyway.
Right.
We got a couple extra teams in the first round.
Fair.
Whatever.
Yeah.
There's no – last week the conversation was Lakers would have been better off avoiding Denver if they could lose in the 7-8 game, let that spot go to Golden State or whomever,
right, and get the 8 seed.
And then get the 8 seed, and you get Minnesota, OKC, or OKC rather.
Yeah.
Was it OKC?
It's OKC number one.
OKC at the top, and you worry about them instead of Denver, and that's a better chance. And you know, LeBron's darn near 40. I don't know how many chances you want to take of, well, if we happen to lose this game, do we lose the next one accidentally? Now you're not in at all. I can't even imagine that.
But with the Lakers, they have so much potential on that team.
See?
It's just, I don't know. It's kind of like the Dallas Cowboys for me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Explain
that. I can
compare
them, except they're obviously a franchise that has won more recent. Plenty of times.
So they're exactly the same.
But I'm saying they're always in the
conversation.
Absolutely.
Okay.
They're always in the media. Yep. They're going to talk about the Lakers. They're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
They're going to talk about the New York Yankees.
Yes.
That's one of those three teams that they're always going to talk about. The Lakers, they have the talent, just like the Cowboys have the talent. I don't know if the Lakers have the coach right now.
Oh.
Just as
not a Darvin Ham guy?
No.
Wow.
And then just as the Cowboys, I don't know if they have the coach right now. They have the talent.
You got green eggs and ham, Dallas.
And it's the Lakers, they're probably missing a few pieces. They need obviously like a point guard. D'Angelo Russell's good, but they need a true scoring point guard.
Yeah.
He's not that. And so I think the Lakers are a few pieces off. They have the pieces in place, but the coaching and the front office, Rob Pelinka, I don't know if he's the best GM you want for a franchise like the Los Angeles Lakers.
That team to me feels like we're old and we're young and there's not much in the middle.
Kind of like the Cowboys.
And if you don't have younger guys in the middle who are players but are not 38 or 33
40,
or whatever. I don't know how old is Anthony Davis now.
He's about 32.
Yeah, in my mind, I got to have some 26 and 7s and 8s.
Exactly.
And I think those are young legs that fill you up and eat minutes, and you hope to develop and get better. And when LeBron finally goes off into the sunset, your team doesn't fall off the map. Because when LeBron retires,
what's the
pieces
plan?
Do they have?
Right.
Do I trade away Anthony Davis to get some pieces and then – how far down will the Lakers go? They'll have money to sign free agents.
Fair.
But it just feels like that franchise is spinning its wheels, and in my mind, kind of like the Warriors.
That's true.
This in my mind was Warrior reset time.
Absolutely.
Draymond needs to go. Klay needs to go. If you still think there's some mileage on Steph, I get it. He needs to leave your franchise.
Right.
He retires, your guy.
Right.
But you hit reset and say the rest of these guys, we're past them now, and we need to move on. And they may run the risk of Steph saying, well, then I'm out too. Right, I'm absolutely retiring because I don't need to do this, and these are my guys. But it feels like the Lakers are at the reset moment, and this may be Denver sweeping them out again, if that happens.
I see it.
Maybe the thing that convinces them, all right, it's time to move on. And getting Bronny in
it's not
is
move.
Nothing.
It's not the move.
All it does is keep LeBron around for another year. And I get LeBron's on the pantheon of great players. I get all that.
Right.
But are they ever going to win another championship with LeBron James?
Not currently a structure.
No.
You have to have a third piece.
And you don't have – I don't know what you do to get the third piece. I don't know what money you have. You've got two very large contracts.
Very large.
Where do you find the third piece that's going to get you over the hump and beat teams with superstar – I mean, look at Denver's roster.
That's true.
OKC, while it's not a superstar, they built it from youth,
the ground up, yeah.
And they are about ready. They may be a year early.
It's very similar to the original OKC team with James Harden, Kevin Durant, and guys, you know.
I look at Phoenix and think, that needs to blow up.
Needs to blow up.
Didn't work. Devin Booker needs to stay. Durant needs to be. And Durant may find himself in Los Angeles.
Very possible.
But it just feels like the Lakers and the Warriors are yesterday's news.
I agree, and I think the Lakers are just, like you said, stirring the pot, and it's kind of like they have so many parts that come in and come out on a year-to-year basis. Like, the same guys they had last year aren't even the same guys that they had this year for majority of the season, majority of that roster. So it's hard to build continuity, right. You know, and guys to and some of these teams have been together, as you said, two or three years. That OKC team, I mean, that core group of young guys outside of Chet, who was, you know, injured last season.
Sure.
But he's one of those guys that he can play with whoever.
Yep.
You know, I put him in and he can play. And so I think the Lakers, you know, if you don't have a – number one, you don't have a good system because, like I said, I'm not a fan of your coaching style.
No, I hear you.
And then number two, it's like you said, so many moving parts, so many guys that are older or younger that there's not any continuity there. And I don't know if they can be a team that can compete. They'll be a playoff team with LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah.
But they won't be a team that can get over that.
They'll be in that final group.
Absolutely.
They'll be 7, 8, 9, 10.
Absolutely.
Does anybody beat the Celtics in the East?
No. With Embiid going down, no. Giannis
is hurt.
Yeah.
He may not play in this series.
I don't think they were going to make it anyway just because of the year it's kind of been for them.
Oh, disappointing.
So Boston is probably going to be the champions.
Disappointing. I mean, early on, I thought Indiana was a team to worry about. They kind of faded.
Yeah.
I thought Cleveland was a team to worry about.
Not enough star power.
No.
Not enough.
Thought Milwaukee was going to be good, and Milwaukee has been dog terrible since they made the stupid. I mean, you got a good thing the way it was set up before this season began.
Mm-hmm.
You got a really good defensive guard in Holiday.
Right.
You've got a guy that loves the community and the community loves him. Granted, you moved on from a coach that you probably shouldn't have in Budenholzer, but I get it. Sometimes you wear out your time and it's time to move on. I get that. They brought a guy in. I thought, all right, they're working well with a new coach. You move Holiday to get Dame Lillard. So you've changed the scope of your team from being a really in-your-face defensive team to being a team that's going to be living and dying by the three.
Giving up points.
Giving up points like crazy.
Absolutely.
You can't find a chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
You fire that coach halfway through the season. You bring in a guy who never wins in Doc Rivers, who's got a losing record this year with a team that's been an NBA champion just 2 years ago.
Fair.
And I don't even know where this thing goes at this stage. It's almost one of those as well. We screwed this up.
Absolutely.
This isn't going to work. We got to trade somebody. Lillard's got to go. We got to get what we can get. Miami probably still wants him.
Probably so.
He's got a contract now.
Yep.
We can trade him to the Heat and get something back. Sometimes chemistry matters
it
a
does.
Great deal. And for those not paying attention, Dame Lillard's going through a divorce.
Absolutely.
Not in his home where he's used to being in Portland.
Kids are in Portland.
Kids are in Portland. Yep. He's living on his own in Milwaukee. He didn't want to go to Milwaukee to begin with. He wanted to go to Miami. You got an, and he has been not openly unhappy, but you know he's not happy. He's not a happy guy off the court.
Absolutely. He is one of those people where you have to please him. You have to make him happy in order for him to really perform to the best of his abilities. I mean, he's going to go out and compete on a game-in, game-out basis. That's not what I'm saying. But in order for him to really get for you to get what Dame is out of him, you have to make him happy.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy towards the end of his tenure in Portland.
Nope.
And now you kind of see it now where, I mean, he came in happy because it was fresh, you know, fresh team.
Right.
I have to give that, you know, it's just a part of it. But because I don't want to be called a cancer or anything as such. But now it's kind of like, you know, that the honeymoon phase is kind of fading away. And I've been wondering, what do you do? And so, like you kind of say, I don't see him being there too long.
Yeah.
And I could see a team like Miami or something like that trying to make that
door. If they don't get out of the first round.
Oh, it's over with.
They're going to be – Rivers won't be back.
No.
Dame probably won't be back.
No.
Some of those older guys like Lopez.
Middleton.
Middleton may retire. I mean, they may blow the whole thing up. Have Giannis in a bunch of pieces.
Yep.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come right back. It's about 31 and a half after the hour. Leaving the yard, Chuck Zack, Tyler Huff. You're on The Fan, 107.9 and 105.9.
Put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue.
We've got a Big Green Egg, gift cards to get meat to grill, and passes to take the family to the water park.
We'll give it all away right before Memorial Day.
Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows this month or at a sponsor location.
Including Unclaimed Furniture, Wingstop, or Honda, and the Bin Store and more.
The Ultimate Backyard Barbecue Giveaway is back.
From Texarkana's local sports leader,
107.9 The Fan.
It is critical we keep AM radio in all cars and all trucks. Hey, Sean Hannity here. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio. It is the backbone of the emergency alert system, and that keeps us safe in dangerous times because when cell and internet services are down, AM radio might be your only lifeline. Now text AM to the number 52886. Tell Congress that we need AM radio in our cars. Text AM to 52886. 86 today.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast from 107.9 The Fan.
Clear tonight with a low of 47. Sunny tomorrow, high of 77. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 56. Win a Big Green Egg and more in our Backyard Barbecue Giveaway. Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows or at a participating sponsor.
Leaving the Yard, live at 5 Monday through Thursday afternoons. And Leaving the Yard Rewind Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
25 minutes till the top of the hour. Leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Tyler Huff with you. 903-735-9905. We want to remind folks as well, you can log on to our website and register to qualify to win some Rangers tickets. It's a simple form on the website. Put your name in there. End of the week this week, we'll be drawing out names. It's for any Ranger game. You know, it's not like the old days where we got two tickets and here they are and you can go see the Rangers and Cleveland play or whomever, Detroit. You can go to any home Ranger game you want to as long as they've still got seats available for that game. Right, and it's right. Baseball, and they're always going to have seats available. Absolutely. So that being said, jump on there and do that. Go on to the Fan, Google search, Fan 1079. Boom, it'll pop right up. There will be a couple of different buttons there to click. They'll get you right to the registration page. Put your info in there. Make sure you have your email address, because what we are sending you are basically the electronic tickets. You QR them and you're good to go. Rangers are, this week off today. Okay. And taking on Seattle, 3-game series, then Cincinnati after that. So we got a couple of series coming up this week. Seattle's a division rival. Cincinnati's that, you'll get that one time to see the Reds. Reds are playing pretty good baseball. They got an exciting young guy.
Who's that?
Dela Cruz.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
He's a guy who can hit a home run, steal 3 bases, make a great play in the field. Young guy, enthusiastic guy, and a lot of fun. That's a guy you want to see. All right. Speaking of young guys, Zach Wilson. Today, traded.
I saw that.
Jets decided that's all.
I saw that.
Denver's going to get themselves a young quarterback. I don't know how I feel about this.
Why not?
Aaron Rodgers is, A, coming off a torn Achilles. Fair. B, 40 years old.
Fair.
Tyrod Taylor's the backup in New York right now, number one. Number two, the Broncos have tried for the last – I don't know, since Peyton Manning retired.
Absolutely.
To figure out their quarterback spot. Now, they're not giving away. They're giving away a 6-round draft choice.
Ain't bad.
Talk about your lost return. Was he the number 2 pick in the draft?
Was. Absolutely.
You get a 6th-rounder for him now a couple of years later.
Wow.
So it's low risk for Denver.
Right.
Denver may still look at with whatever they have. They're in the high end of the first round. Mm-hmm. Trying to grab one of the quarterbacks in supposedly this quarterback-friendly draft. People are looking at them at maybe a Michael Penix kind of draft pick.
Okay.
You can give the rookie a chance to sit for a minute and learn. You've got a guy with a couple years' experience in the league you can play. And if he turns out to be worth a darn, well, okay. Maybe I can flip him into something else if my rookie's really the guy after all. If not, I found myself a quarterback anyway. So I don't think for Denver the risk is that bad. I'm not crazy about it for the Jets, though.
Nah, as you said.
You gave away the 2nd-round pick.
You did.
And or number 2 pick.
Number 2 pick. And as you said, I mean, you're playing with fire.
Yes.
With Rodgers coming off of the injury that he has. And I understand he can go to the Achilles factory all he wants to. That don't mean it's going to hold up.
No, that's it. That's it. I know.
And so, I mean, that's just the risk you take playing, you know, the game that you play. So I don't think it's a good trade. Now, if Zach Wilson was putting the pressure on them to, hey, I want to get out of here because I know I'm not going to play possibly, that might be a little bit different. But at the same time, if it's me, hey, I might need you come week one. Rodgers got hurt the first game of the
plays.
Year. Oh, yeah, so, I mean, you never know what could happen between now and in the first snap of the season.
I'm not saying for Zach Wilson's career, getting out of New York's a bad thing, because I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. Change of scenery is always good.
But I don't know that I would have done it where we are right now.
Correct. I agree.
Now, you want it when the draft is Thursday.
It is Thursday.
First round's Thursday. 6th-round pick will be on Saturday.
It is.
If you're the Jets, I'm going to add at least one more player onto my roster in the 6th round. Mm-hmm. Thank you. But it just feels like, you know, go back to that, was it 2022 draft now? Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence is the only guy from the first round
still
who's still with his team.
Still there. That's crazy.
How bad did they evaluate quarterbacks in 2020? Trey Lance is in Dallas instead of San Francisco. Mac Jones is in Carolina. Is it Carolina or Jacksonville?
Yeah, you got to try Jacksonville.
Jacksonville instead of New England.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson's gone from the Jets now.
Mm-hmm. You might see the same situation this year.
Really?
There's a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of potential guys that could come in and whatever. You might could see that. I'm not saying you are, but you could possibly see some of the same results of what you're talking about with the group of guys coming into the league this year. Because I'm only convinced of one guy that can come in and just make a difference, and I don't even know if I would want him.
Yeah. See,
to be honest, but I'm just saying there's not any guys in that group of quarterbacks from this year that's just saying, I got to have you.
So what's the flaw happening here in the NFL? Is the flaw happening in we're evaluating quarterback talent really poorly? Is the flaw in we're so desperate to get a quarterback, we'll reach for guys that we know are not necessarily the guy? Is the flaw here we're doing a really piss-poor job developing young quarterbacks to be successful starters? Mm-hmm. Is the flaw here we're rushing them into the game too soon and not letting them sit and learn a little bit? And we've got the ability to now because the contracts are more manageable for first-round picks, not like they used to be where, you know, guys get $50 million and they break your franchise if they're not worth a darn. You've got a chance to sit them and not take a financial beating over it. Mm-hmm. But there are like four tentacles here of where are NFL teams messing this up, and maybe it's all four of them.
And I think I think it's a combination. That's what I was about to say, of everything that you put in one. And then I also think it's a combination of schematically a lot of these guys from high school to the collegiate level, they're playing certain schemes.
Right.
Getting to the NFL, a lot of those schemes and those route trees and things that you've grown up doing as a quarterback is out the window because there's a certain way that the NFL plays offensively.
Sure.
And so I think, you know, some of the skill sets and the strengths and things that has maybe gotten those guys to the point of being a high drafted quarterback or whatever the case may be is not as useful as it might have been in college because you're doing so many different things. And then, as you said, a lot of them are being rushed to get into the game and produce and win games that they're not really getting the development as they were maybe prior to them getting to the league. And so I do think that rushing those guys into the game is kind of, you know, doing them a disjustice, you know.
The other quarterback, Justin Fields.
Right.
Of course, absolutely. Who also got moved off of his team as well. So right. There's the other guy that was a first-round pick who's no longer with his original team.
Right.
And then you got C.J. Stroud, who the league looks at and goes, that's what we're trying to get.
Absolutely.
That's our guy. As long as that guy's out there, well, then we're all going to take a shot at trying to find that guy.
And now there's some guys and some organizations where they can get a guy and it's just a perfect match and you have the things around him to make him succeed. But it doesn't work like that for every organization. You know, some organizations, most organizations that are picking a quarterback high up or organizations that are probably going to go through some changes here in the next few years.
That's right.
Whether it's be coaching, GM, or something.
Save us quarterbacks so we don't get fired.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's limited. That's a temporary ordeal. And a guy's not going to thrive in a situation like that. All he's going to do is he's going to really he's going to catch the blame for a lot of the things that is going on within the organization when in reality there's a bigger picture here.
We saw Dak not have the ability to sit in Dallas. He would have had Tony Romo been healthy.
Yeah.
Dak would have sat for a year.
Yeah.
I don't know that that doesn't retard a guy like Dak Prescott's growth.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys are ready to be tossed in now, and let's see what I've got.
But that was a team. That's one of those teams that were set up to make a run, even when Tony Romo was playing.
Well, of course, they got lucky because that's the year they got Ezekiel Elliott in the fourth pick. So they were drafting high anyway. They weren't great the year before.
Dez Bryant in his prime still.
They had pieces.
Yep.
And as a quarterback, they weren't asking him to do too much.
Absolutely.
They did a very nice job managing him early in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love in Green Bay, they let sit for 3 years.
Absolutely.
Before he shows up and has to play.
True.
We don't give quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks, that luxury.
We don't.
If you're drafting on the front end, I need you in now. If you're drafting on the back end, I don't need you to play. You can sit for a couple of years, and we'll figure it out when it's your turn.
If I'm a team, I'm taking the Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre approach. letting the guy marinate, letting him get his experience, get those reps in practicing, and when the time is right, I'm putting you into the game. But, I mean, does every team have that that perfect scenario set up?
Oh, God, no.
No, but, I mean, if that means we got to lose a little bit until it's your time, I mean, hey, we'll just lose a little bit.
We'll draft good, and when you're ready, we're ready.
There you go, and maybe we'll have some more, you know, cap space or something.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, 15 minutes till top of the hour. I'm not done with that. We'll come back around on this as well. Other stuff going on. We'll chew on when we come back. Last segment coming up next. Here on Leaving the Yard, Chuck Zack, Tyler Huff. Back in a minute.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the bush light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Busch Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are a lot of vehicles on the road with jobs to do, and they come in different shapes and sizes. When you see an emergency vehicle, TxDOT vehicle, tow truck, or utility vehicle with flashing lights activated on the roadside, move over or slow down to 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. It's the law, with fines up to $2,000. When vehicles have flashing lights activated on the shoulder, move over or slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Take a second to think about this. How safe and secure are your valuables? Your guns, jewelry, documents, and family heirlooms. What are you doing to protect them? Liberty Safes. Trust them to the best. Liberty Safes of Texarkana and Locksmith TXK, they're all about access, control, and security. Check out Liberty Safes today in their fully stocked showroom on Summerhill Road or on the web at locksmithtxk.com. They offer 100% financing and 12 months same as cash.
Locksmith TXK, you found the right locksmith.
For 100 years, Arkansas State Parks have offered endless outdoor adventures and treasured places to connect with nature, family, and friends. Whatever kind of outdoor fun you're into, you can find it at 52 parks around the state. Enjoy world-class mountain biking trails, scenic hikes, year-round fishing on sparkling lakes, and much more. It's time to get outside and celebrate a century. Find your next adventure today at ArkansasStateParks.com. Brought to you by this station and the Arkansas Broadcasters Association.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
Want to vote in Texas? You can use a Texas driver's license or state ID card even if it expired in the last 4 years. Or a military ID, passport, or handgun license. Or current utility bill or paycheck if you sign a form at the polls. For more information or free help getting an accepted ID to vote, call or text the Vote Writers Helpline at 866-ID-2-VOTE or go to VoteWriters.org.
Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9
is presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
Man, back. 10 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the yard. Chuck Zack, Tyler Huff with you tomorrow. No show. We got Liberty Isle baseball tomorrow night as I head down the road.
You got it.
Heading to Perry. We've got Arkansas High baseball on tomorrow on Real Country. That's at 5 o'clock. I believe baseball. Our guy Brandon's going to have to decide baseball or softball. But we'll have a game at Arkansas High on Tuesday. We'll have another one on Thursday. And then we'll finish off with a softball game next Monday. So we got three games for the Razorbacks on this week. We've got the Liberty Isle games on 107.1 News Talk. Of course, we've got tomorrow night's game in Paris at 7, and then Friday showdown with PG, 6 o'clock Friday night. No other live sports here on The Fan, although we will on Thursday have the first round of the NFL draft from the Cowboys feed. So we'll do that one on beginning at 6 o'clock Thursday night. The Rangers, of course, are off today. We'll have Ranger games all the rest of this week. We mentioned they've got Seattle and Cincinnati coming up this week beginning tomorrow night. So we'll have a bunch of baseball games this week, six games for the Rangers between now and Sunday.
Where is the draft this year?
Detroit. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I think they're in Detroit. Gotcha. Who's had their own little resurgence.
True. Fair
Not
enough.
Bad. Expectations now. Now they got to deal with expecting to win the division and expecting to take the next step. And they were expected to have beaten San Francisco after they got them down and couldn't hold on to that.
Yeah, that hurts.
Mm-hmm, that hurt a bunch.
How do you rebound from that one?
That hurt me as a Packer fan. I was looking for the Lions, not the stupid 49ers in the second round of the NFC playoffs.
Man, you can't root in the division now.
No, I can root to get them instead of San Francisco, though.
Fair enough.
I can't beat San Francisco.
No,
could beat Detroit. Can't beat San Francisco. College football stuff. A couple of them going on. We were talking off the air about the Arch Manning performance in the orange-white game in Texas on Saturday.
I'm sure and, you and Mr. Carpenter would have already talked about that.
Oh, my. Yeah, it would have been. Let's see. It's a four segment we'd have just finished.
Lead off.
For the last 45 minutes, having Absolutely. Been talking about it. Arch did a 75-yard touchdown pass on the first pass he threw.
Crazy.
The half, he was 11 for 13 for 189 and two touchdowns, 10 for 10 at one point.
He was drilling the ball all the way up to like the 20-second mark in the game.
God.
There were no knees or nothing like that. Run the clock out.
If you ran all the stats, according to the folks at ESPN, he finished with 355 yards and three touchdowns on 19 of 26.
It's not bad. Have yourself a day.
Now, obviously, he didn't take any hits.
Absolutely.
Because you can't.
That hurt. That helps a lot.
Yeah. But that's not a bad performance.
Not bad at all.
Of course, it does set you up with that always popular quarterback controversy. Who Absolutely. Should be the guy? Should it be Arch or should it be Quinn Ewers? Who is coming back for what we expect will be the last year in Austin for Ewers, who didn't play much because he wasn't expected to play much yesterday or Saturday, rather.
Right. Can't blame him.
How about stupid embarrassment of riches? How about you got those Too two much. Guys? I mean,
and then you got another decent third string, I believe, as well.
Who cares?
I'm just saying.
Third string should never get in a game.
The rich gets richer, though.
But they are. and if you are a Horns fan, granted, you're making the move. But I looked at the schedule a minute ago. The first six games, they ought to be 6-0.
Yeah, pretty.
They ought to be steaming into the heart of the
Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, well, that's week six, but they ought to be 6-0. They ought to be 6-0. You can argue that. We'll see how they are by week five. But my guess is by week six, they should be 6-0.
Possibly.
And be in a conversation.
They were 5-0 up to that point last year, and then we knocked them out.
I know. I get it. I'm just thinking that this season they look like they may be a better team. But you don't know.
Never know.
They got a transfer in today, a defensive lineman they picked up, a former Georgia guy, Bill Martin, who was in Arizona last year. And he's transferred into UT this year for what's left of his senior year next season.
They haven't had too many guys leave out either. Lost a lineman, But outside of that, I hadn't seen too many guys portaling out of
there. No, why would you?
Can't blame me. Getting
Unless paid. You just think I can't play here.
Yeah.
I'll never get on the field.
If you're a lineman, why would you do it? You're getting paid $250.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
What are you thinking?
Isn't that the truth? That's the. You're right. That's the crazy.
What are you thinking?
Why would you leave at this stage, even if you're not getting, you know, time on the field?
Right, right.
Making $250,000 to sit here?
You can't beat that.
I'm never leaving.
Never.
Can I play 8 years?
Can I be a GA and still get $250?
Thank you. But they have a really nice looking spring game on Saturday, and that's just got everybody jazzed up again. I'm driving into work. Speaking of spring game, I'm driving in today, and Texas High was on the field practicing this morning at 7:30.
Oh wow!
It's their week. Getting at it. They're getting at it.
They're in pads too, probably, huh?
Well, we'll get Jerry Stanford on here pretty soon. I have a feeling, and get an update on what he sees. But it's winding. We aren't even done with baseball yet.
Nope.
We're gonna finish up baseball this week for regular season. Not anything about playoffs, and football's already.
As soon as you get to that regional track meet, it's on.
It's on like that. You are not lying. Get them in those
Never
pads.
Fails.
Let's see what we got.
That's it.
The other big story in college football, Judge today tells Florida State, you need to get back with the ACC and figure this out.
Oh, wow.
Now, Florida State has not formally asked to leave the ACC.
Right.
They are not happy with the money. They want to refigure it out somehow. Clemson's not happy with the money. They've joined with Florida State. Again, neither one of the schools has said, I want out of this conference. Mm-hmm. They just want more money.
Right.
Which I don't know how you're going to get more money. If everybody seems to be locked in on your deals
here.
Absolutely. And I can't imagine the other universities saying, yeah, give them some of ours.
No.
I don't think it works that way.
Not at all.
I can't see, Virginia saying, go ahead and give Clemson some more of our money.
Absolutely.
North Carolina's probably not going to go for that.
Then you add SMU in the picture. That's some more money gone.
Yeah, man. But a judge today said, you guys need to go back and meet, have a conversation, figure this out. I don't want to make a ruling on this. I need you guys to both sit down and come up with something that's amicable for both sides.
I mean, as you said, what are you going to come up with?
I don't know. That's it. I don't know.
No money is going to be given to extra to Florida State.
Nope. And the amount to get out of the conference, I think, is their sticking point. It's $140 million if you want out.
I think Florida State's still a little upset about
They are.
Being scorned out of the playoffs.
A lot upset.
I think that's what this is
a little bit,
and this is playing a factor in that, and you got to get over that.
Well, that's a factor. I think adding, no offense to Ponies fans,
right.
But adding SMU in does what for the prestige of the ACC?
Nothing.
And again, I'm not trying to dog SMU out.
Right, right.
I'm just saying if we're all being honest about what a football program adds to the eyes that are watching, you're in the Dallas market now, but how many people are watching SMU football?
No.
The Big Ten's looking really attractive up there.
Very much so.
We'd love to see Florida State and Clemson join the Big Ten and watch the money roll that way since they've got big contracts. And
maybe even the SEC.
Florida will never let it happen.
Oh, well, Florida, Clemson, maybe.
But you got to have two if you're going to take
them.
You got to have a second
Understood.
One. All right, we're out of time. Tell you
good.
What.
It's always good, man.
If I was having a show tomorrow, I'd have you back.
Well, hey, we'll try it next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday ought to be a given.
It ought to be a thing.
Baseball playoffs should be Thursday, Friday, Saturday from now on.
Cool deal.
Tyler Huff, great seeing you.
You as well, man.
All right, we're out of time for today. Back again on Wednesday. Enjoy baseball playoffs tomorrow. Remember, we're over on News Talk 107.1 if you're a Leopard fan.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.